What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT podcast, recorded live on April 2nd, 2016. This particular episode...
Tis a sad day.
Okay, why is it a sad day, Brian?
There is no Lucas.
There is no Lucas.
He has left us.
But there is a Brian, and there is a Jordan.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jordan.
This is episode... You're not Jordan. This is episode 74.
I want to be.
Crazy. I can't believe we're getting so close to 100 episodes. Have we even discussed what we're doing for the 100th episode of the FPT podcast?
We're going to have everyone else besides us do the podcast.
We'll cross that bridge when we hit 98.
There you go. That's the front page tech way.
Right, that sounds right. Jordan's got it.
And that's even a little early.
Speaking of, like,
pull it back, Jordan, you forward thinker.
Speaking of milestones, Michelle just told me, like, a little bit ago, she's like, "Hey, did you ever upload the bloopers of the 400th?" And I was
God
like,
"God damn it!
Oh my god! I guess we do have those, don't we?"
You're like, "Oh, stuff, all fancy those that!"
Yeah. So
I didn't.
Yeah, I guess we can do that. Yeah. If I remember correctly, Brian, you were there in person. There weren't really like we kind of nailed the takes this time, other than
some
like,
of us,
other than. Yeah, Batman had a rough time.
Yeah.
But there's like all the bloopers are, I think, just Batman. Like,
yeah.
Lucas didn't mess up. You didn't mess up, I don't think.
No, I don't really. Yeah. I don't really remember messing up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a couple, but I don't think you saved them.
No, I have all your clips.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It'll just be the Jordan Batman show.
Yeah. Just Jordan Batman. That's fine. I'm trying to read what chat is saying. Drew Perry said, "Bobby timestamp." Now I've got John saying it for the next remix. Oh, I said slide it out, slide it in.
Let us begin.
To kind of fill you guys in, we stream live every Saturday. Hopefully you already know this.
No.
For our sponsors on frontpagetech.net. And during, like, they actually get the live stream and they chat and stuff. And then afterwards, we do a sponsor hangout. It's literally exactly what it sounds like, a Google hangout with the
it's
sponsors.
Exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly what
and,
it is.
Drew Perry made a remix, like a full blown. I tweeted it at some point. So good luck finding it. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes.
good luck.
He made a remix of quotes that we've said. John Bubb is always recording us, even when we're not recording ourselves. And he timestamps like certain things that we say, and he goes back later and literally takes the audio clips individually and uploads them to Google Drive with a quote on it. So the stuff of me saying weird shit, Jordan saying weird shit, yeah. Brian, and yes, even the good old Lucas has said some weird shit in his
Caterpillar
day.
Penis.
All right. And
that's great.
So we're looking forward to the next remix, Drew. You need to get us a remix. John Bubb mentioned that the site was down, and he would be correct.
Yeah,
it's back.
It's been a long week, but the site is back up. I'll talk about that, I guess, a little bit later. Jordan, you had the week off last week, and by having the week off, I mean you're not actually obligated to show up. You just
so
do it out of the
talk.
Kindness of your heart.
This is true.
And you weren't here last week because you were home for Easter with family?
That's correct, yes.
Was that lovely?
Yes, it was nice.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm glad to be back here this weekend. It's a little more relaxing.
Yeah,
I bet.
Driving back home, trying to see everybody, doing all the things, and then driving back and then immediately like going to work 6 hours later. It's a little rough.
That sounds
good
terrible.
God.
Are you all caught up on your sleeps?
Yes. That's not a thing
this
you can
morning.
Do.
Oh, good.
Took me a week, but I'm back.
It's snowing outside.
That
what?
Sucks. It's like 50 degrees here.
You say it's snowing?
There is snow on the ground here.
Are you serious?
I am completely serious. There's snow on the ground.
I just looked out my window. I didn't see shit, but it's dark.
Because it's not like raining shit. It's snow.
It's also dark.
You can't see in the dark?
Not when there's no light, John.
Yeah, it was. I opened the door to let the dogs out, and like
you're
I was
like, motherfucker.
I was outside just a few minutes before that, and it was just like it was kind of shitty outside, but like there definitely wasn't any snow. And I opened the door, and it just had the whole ground just white. Like
that's
what,
called snow.
God,
yeah.
Damn
what
it,
kind
John.
Of witchcraft is this shit?
This is your fault.
April witchcraft.
it's Jesus' April Fool's
Day. Yeah, you know the old saying, May showers bring snow in April.
Is that what they say, Brian?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Hasn't even been May yet.
And then the world... Oh, wait. What is it?
April showers bring...
April shower... Fuck it.
Hey, I missed it.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I'm 20... How old am I? I'm 22.
You're 22,
years old,
you weirdo.
And I'm still working on my months. So...
Well, yeah. Never mind.
January.
You know what? Okay, full disclosure. October. I cannot remember which months have 30 days, 31 days, 28... I have no idea.
Oh, I definitely don't know that.
My dad tried to teach me like the knuckle trick. Like there's a way to do it with your knuckles.
That's some fucking bullshit witchcraft, dude. There's no fucking way that even works.
It's like... Because it's like every other month that actually is like up, down, up, down, up, down. But then like there's one that's like 31. It's like, I don't know how the fuck you remember that.
Dude, I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me. This doesn't feel good.
Okay, I'm looking at my knuckles.
John, it's not going to help. Don't worry.
My just knuckles Google are all fucked up and fat anyway.
Well, it's from the masturbation.
Yeah.
Jordan just said, oh.
Masturbate a little too much and your knuckles get fat.
Yeah, on both hands.
Well, John, you double fisted. Okay.
Hey, I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it's like you're. It's like long, like a Twizzler. And it swirls like a pig's tail. So we can't even start the podcast without talking to Lucas.
Great start.
Personally, I want to call Lucas and ask him how his week is.
We
but
can't
I don't know
call Lucas, Brian.
You can try.
Jordan.
We can't call him.
What do you think?
I think you should do it.
John.
Fuck. So that I'm outnumbered.
Fuck.
Lucas, future Lucas, listen to me. This is after you've calmed down and you're not mad anymore. Future Lucas, when you're listening to this, you now know I was outnumbered. I tried to do the good thing. Calling Lucas. Well,
calling Lucas.
I think he's going to expect it this time because we tried it last time.
I don't see why he couldn't be watching the episode.
Oh, no.
Wait for it.
He's going to ignore it.
Mm-hmm. No, Lucas.
Definitely if he's listening. I think it's a no-go.
Damn it.
He's not active. Lucas, in the chat.
Yeah, Lucas. So as soon as I heard your voice, you can see it in the video version. I kind of freaked out because I thought it was like, your voicemail and I thought you're going to be like, this is my number. And I was like, oh, freaking out. And I was going to shut off the phone. Anyway, hi, Lucas. How was your week?
Tiring.
Tiring. How's
still working?
How's your project going?
Great.
Great.
Going great.
That's all I want to hear. Everyone's rooting for you. And by everyone, I mean Drew.
Just choke. I was about to say Drew, too.
Cool. Tell Garrett I said hi.
Email, did you? I didn't get it.
What did you say, Jordan?
I said tell Garrett I said hi.
Tell Garrett Jordan said hi.
Okay.
No, put him on the phone.
Yeah. Special guest Garrett, everybody.
Did you?
Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
Hey, Jordan. Hey,
there. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Garrett.
He said hi. He said hi. Thank you, Lucas, for playing along. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye. Have fun.
Bye. Yep.
That was, I'm glad I came up with that idea.
Yeah, that was all you, John.
You're welcome.
That went pretty well.
John something is the like only that person in the world.
No, you have all the ideas, you fucking pig-tailed penis little fuck.
We're going back already.
We're going back.
So, Brian, how was your week, sir?
It's pretty slow, pretty boring. Nothing really happened. Been playing a lot of WoW.
You hung out with me for a day, or
we spent a few hours? So Bridget worked late yesterday, and we spent pretty much the entire day just broing out, like bros, bro.
Well, I think the first 3 hours we made a show.
Oh, we did do that, didn't we?
Which was fun. That was, dude, the audience loved that, which made me feel good inside.
It was good.
Did it make you feel good inside?
Well, filming it, when you're trying to produce something that awkward,
yeah,
when you're actually filming it, it's worse. Like, it comes across worse.
I actually, yeah.
It doesn't come together until it's edited. So while we were filming it, I asked Brian a couple times, like, dude, is this even funny? And Brian was cracking up. So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to trust Brian on this.
I actually, speaking of that, I had someone come up to me at work who I've never really talked to and said, so that episode of your show yesterday was really awkward. I was like, I know. He's like, was that awkward to film? I was like, yeah.
Dude, one thing I hope for forever,
yeah,
is that like no brand or someone new to the channel, like that's the first thing they stumble upon. Like, I don't want to go like reach out to a sponsor, like a brand, and be like, hey, check out my show, and they search for us.
Fucking Tesla.
That's the first thing that comes up.
Tesla's going to be like, okay, we saw these guys on before, we got to work with them, and they're going to finally be like, nope. Like, we were going to give them free Teslas.
I did this last year too. So today, obviously, now that it's no longer April Fool's, at the title of the video, at the end of it, I put in parentheses April Fool's 2016.
Well, everyone does that. That's a good idea.
I didn't know that was a thing. Anyway, I thought
John's like,
being
smart. I'm so creative.
But yeah, it was fun. It was even more awkward in the editing, I think.
Yeah, that was.
I was really questioning it until I put it out. People seemed to like it, but
it was pretty funny.
You sent me the one you're like unsure of, and it literally made me crack up. It was really funny. I don't know how you didn't get it, seriously.
Because I listened back to every clip like 15 times.
I know how it works, but it was more just like, usually you agree, especially when it's stupid funny, but like, I'm not sure what that one was different or why it was different.
John Bubb said the widescreen effect was the best. That was Brian's idea, actually.
That was my idea. I take a lot of pride in that.
That was
so cool. If you guys didn't see it, make sure to look at the channel, youtube.com/frontpagetech, to see the April Fool's episode.
Did you actually make it in Movie Maker? Because that would have made it
no,
better.
I wonder how hard it would be to get a copy of Movie Maker that was compatible on Windows 10.
I don't know.
That I could actually That's use. True. It was actually pretty hard to make it look like it was edited in Movie Maker. I was telling Brian that it's like, and I had to like strategically think about how I was going to make it look like that.
Wait, what?
That's how far in the future we are at the moment.
John.
What?
Windows Movie Maker is compatible all the way up to 8.1.
Whoa.
You can just Google it and download it.
Are you serious?
I'll put the link.
Like
in
the Movie Maker I remember?
Movie Maker
or
as
like
in
an
like,
updated version.
I mean, it's Movie Maker 2012, but like, it's Movie Maker.
Oh my God. Yeah, Kurt said he died when he saw the Movie Maker logo. The title screen I just made in Premiere. I just tried to remember what it looked like. I was even too lazy to actually look up a real title screen to see.
You did pretty
just
good
went
then.
Off my memory.
Yeah, it was... surprisingly
oh my God.
Shitty.
What does it look like?
I really want to know. I think after the podcast, we're going to download it.
Just to fuck with it.
Movie. What is this movie
Josh,
maker?
12. Oh 2012.
Movie Maker 12. Okay, I'm.
Are you
look
downloading
up.
It right now? Oh
God, no! I'm just going to look at screenshots. What?
Does it look good?
I mean, it. No.
No.
I mean, no.
But I mean, it looks so updated.
Oh, it looks real bad. It looks like fucking Manicam.
Wow, that's crazy. Well,
John, you need to do the show with that one day.
I think it'd be difficult.
It'd be impossible. There's no way it has built it like chroma keying and all those actually important things.
That's true.
I remember the first video I ever made was like, I was like fucking 11 and I downloaded a bunch of pictures of pandas. And made a panda slideshow.
Oh my God.
Synced up some weird rap song I found.
Do you remember like slideshow software that you could download?
I don't think I ever used it, but I know what you're talking about.
I remember this is so like lame of me, but in like 2005 or something, I wanted to make my mom and my stepdad like a slideshow of their wedding album.
Yeah.
So I literally took all the pictures, the physical pictures, scanned them, cropped them, downloaded the slideshow maker where you would literally import all the pictures and it would like generate this slideshow with like really stupid like transitions and stuff. And it made a video out of that.
Jesus.
Yeah, I wonder if those things are still around.
I still more than likely, yes.
My high school graduation, like open house party type of thing. I remember, like, we were setting up like a slideshow type of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
The way I did it was I just threw a ton of pictures on my Xbox 360.
Oh, whoa.
And then just put it in like gallery mode and it just cycled through them and it looped forever. It's the coolest
that's
thing.
That's way
ever
more. That's God way you, smarter.
Yeah. That's and why.
It like played music too because like there was like a music channel attached to it.
God oh, yeah. That was the media player mm-hmm. in there.
I love that.
The Xbox was really cool.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was really. I mean, the 360 was really cool as a system.
Yeah, the 360 was nice. I'm sure, so is the like one, but I don't have it.
Yeah, well, the one is meh. We won't talk about video games, how?
Yeah, let's not.
That's what John is for, right, John?
That's what John's for?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brian, you cleaned up in back behind you. You're rearranging a little bit.
I'm rearranging. Funny you bring that up, John, because I got something to fucking talk about.
It looks like your webcam's higher, too.
That's probably just me being lazy.
okay.
So I probably got shifted and I didn't fucking move it. But, oh, okay. Yeah, essentially, there's stuff that was here, but it's no longer there.
Perfect for the audio listeners.
we're rearranging some stuff because tomorrow, bright and early, John, Bridget, and myself are on our fucking way to IKEA, which is like an hour and a half drive.
The nearest one is where?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
It's about an hour and a half away.
I guess so, for you guys, but I could normally get to it like in an hour. It's in Robinson. It's not in Pittsburgh. It's like, it's still 30 minutes north.
Well, that's
Pittsburgh.
What IKEA says. It's IKEA says Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, but it's in Robinson. It should only take you an hour.
Maybe you have to go there and then build the rest of the map because they don't like give you all of it.
Well, it's crazy because like I went on IKEA's website.
Why are we going to Pittsburgh, you asked, to go to IKEA?
Okay. are you taking this one?
Desks.
Desks.
John, tell him about your desks.
What about them? I want to get it. We're going to go look at desks from IKEA.
Yes.
Because IKEA is apparently the cool place on the block.
It's like the Mecca of desks.
I looked at their website because going to Pittsburgh to get a goddamn desk seems really stupid.
It's
but
not.
The website, the shipping prices.
It's
okay,
ridiculous.
Let's just say you buy $40 worth of shit. $40.
Well,
okay,
we can give them exacts if you want.
Okay. You want to ship $40 worth of shit? Okay. You go to checkout on the website. You got your $40 worth of shit, and it's $300 to ship it.
It's coming from Sweden.
No, why can't they fucking pick it up from the Pittsburgh
Jordan,
store?
Jordan, why don't you tell
and
us?
Bring
because
it an
you
hour
clearly
my
know.
House.
I'll tell you why they do that is because IKEA is a furniture store and they hand deliver. Like they actually put things on IKEA trucks and bring them to you, like Lowe's and Home Depot.
I don't know why.
They don't put everything on a UPS truck and bring it because that would be expensive for them.
I don't know why whenever you said hand deliver, I pictured a bunch of Swedish guys walking at like a desk to my house.
No, because
that makes sense.
When I bought my desks, my pieces of my desk, pretty much the ones you guys are getting, the Linman, but I had the super long one and the corner
the Lemon,
piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was me and my girlfriend in my little Ford Fusion and everything almost fit. So I brought the desks back inside and I was like, can you like ship these to my house? They asked me for my zip code and everything. They'll be like, it'll be about $150. I was like, fuck.
They're like, no.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Yeah.
Or we can hold it for you for free for a day, other than if it sits for more than a day.
They'll hold it for free for a day.
How
we'll
nice.
Keep it in the store that it's been in for about a month.
we'll let it sit
no
there.
No extra charge.
Then we'll burn it when we're done.
They hold it. They let it sit like on a cart with like your name and everything attached to it.
Yeah.
Like in the pickup area so that you could just either come back and get it. I mean, I came back with my mom's Cadillac and we picked it up.
And then if you don't get it, they just give it to some random hobo for food.
No, it sits there.
Because they're all made of particle board anyway.
It's like $10 a day after that.
Jeez. But no, I'm excited. I don't know about you, John.
Dude, I want to go with you.
We should just pick up Jordan on the way. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're farther away now. Yeah. Never mind.
I'm farther away.
Start driving now.
we'll just go to Jordan's house and just take stuff out of his house.
We'll just go get his desk. Be like, yeah, it looks good.
No.
I think I'll take this one.
Jordan, no.
Will you keep it here for a day until I'm ready to come pick it up with a bigger vehicle?
I'll keep it here until I move out, goddammit.
we're taking some mad tips from Mr. Matt Philly here.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I honestly didn't know that IKEA would be such a boss-ass place to shop until I watched a Mr. Matt Philly video.
Sometimes I forget that Matt Philly made IKEA.
He made... He was the first IKEA.
Yeah.
You're going to walk through that showroom and you're like, fuck, I want that. And I want that. I want that.
It's that's what everyone was telling me today when I was telling them
I can't believe you guys haven't been there yet. Like, it's my favorite place.
Well, I mean, it's an hour and a half away.
To me, it's like this mystical place. Like, I don't believe it exists until I actually walk in. It's just like this place that everyone talks about that... It's like Trader Joe's. What the fuck? I've never been to one of those.
What the fuck is a Trader Joe?
Everyone goes to Trader Joe's, but I don't fucking know what it is. It's like we have Sheetz all over the place here, but a lot of people have never even heard of a Sheetz.
Yeah.
Well,
or if they have, it is a mystical place to them. They've never, it's not around them or anything. Motherfucker. I expect everything to be like Walmart, where it's just 15 minutes that way, 15 minutes that way.
Wait, hold up. Liz just said they have toilet scrubbers for a dollar.
Oh, I needed a new toothbrush.
You guys are gonna walk in there.
I said
with
toilet scrubbers.
I know.
Okay,
you're gonna have
that
a mission.
Was the joke.
Like, we're here for a desk or desks, and you're gonna walk out with like desks and bookshelves and fucking chairs and toilet scrubbers and plates. And
I completely I want to look around for desk accessories.
You know how when you go into a Chinese restaurant, there's always it's like a family place, and there's actual real Chinese people working there, or like a Mexican restaurant.
Chinese people as opposed to fake ones.
I mean, you know what I mean.
No, John, elaborate.
No, I don't need to. I probably shouldn't. Does that mean when you go to IKEA, it's just a bunch of Swedish people?
Those fake Chinese people ruined my authentic Chinese experience. There's a white guy there.
Well, I want to go to Pittsburgh to walk into Sweden.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how that works.
Sweden?
They give you your complimentary blonde hair as you go in.
I'll give you a little bit of a heads up, though. All the cheap desks, the ones that you're probably going to walk out with, like the Linman that I have and all the other tabletops and stuff, there's only one or two of those actually built and set up. Otherwise, everything's on a shelf. Like, here's a whole bunch of tabletops, and then here's a whole bunch of legs. Like, you have to actually
sit
there.
Here's a question I actually pull the trigger on this, Jordan.
Yeah.
You're going to pull the trigger no matter what.
Well, no, I mean, actually, I'm still kind of iffy on what type to get, because I want the Linman. I think it looks cool, but everyone's talking about warping and shit.
That's if you don't do the legs properly.
If you don't do the middle leg, well, at least on the wide
see what I'm
one.
Talking about?
I have the wide one, and if you don't have the middle leg,
is that what you have right now? What do you have right now?
Yeah, it's a wide one. Yeah, it's a 60 or 58 inch.
The 60. He has the one you're looking at, John.
But here's the thing, that the only thing I wish that was different about it was that it was because there's two different types of Linman. You have to make note of dimensions and stuff, because the Linman that I have is real narrow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I saw that one.
But there's another Linman that's it's shorter, it's not as long, but it's deeper.
I think I was looking at the 60 inches wide. And
I think
then
it's 30.
30 deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe mine's 78 or something. Mine's really long.
You probably have a longer one then, because the one we were looking at, because I helped John look, wasn't that bad.
Mine actually has.
I wonder if anyone that is really experienced in IKEA is listening to this show, just being like, "What the fuck?
It's Linmon."
So, do you have any problems with your desk in terms of quality?
No, I mean, you can tell that it is cheap as shit. You get what you pay for when you go to IKEA. There are other desks there that will cost you hundreds, but I don't want to say that it's cheap. It's still decent quality, but you can tell it's particle board and it's garbage if you don't take care of it.
But my worry is that I get it. And then 6 months down the road, it just fucking fell apart, or it's destroyed, or it's like warping or something.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
As long as you don't put like a shit ton of weight on it. And you
damn it, because I like to sit on my desk. And if
you, well, that's how you pose for
definitely
Michelle.
Can't do that. But
so get a middle leg for support.
That's
I mean, you're already planning on doing that.
If you get the one that's long enough for it, then yes, get a fifth leg. I mean, when you buy everything at IKEA, also keep this in mind. You don't pick everything off of like the showroom. Like, it's a showroom. Take pictures of the things that you want and their tag numbers and stuff.
Well, you the IKEA website actually did like, when you go to order whatever, and it's so, I wish every store did this. You can like, because since it's like essentially a warehouse and it's in the system, on the website it's displayed. It shows how many they have in stock and exactly where to find them and what aisle and everything.
It's super really awesome. Useful, yeah.
That's
it's
nice.
Surprising.
I wonder if that's accurate though. But
I assume
it is.
I'm just saying, you walk through the showroom, you'll be like, I want all this stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you can't pick it up on the showroom. You have to take pictures of the tags, and then you literally walk through their warehouse and you go aisle number and cart number and stuff.
They also, because Bridget's been there, they also, if I am correct here, give you a little kind of note. You can get like a little notepad.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Yeah, so you can like write down things.
Well, expect to have no cell service inside of IKEA, said John Bub. Good, because I'll be with Brian, and that's...
What does that mean?
That means I have no one to text. My only friends are Jordan and Brian and Lucas. That's it. I've named all of them.
You really forgot Lucas, didn't you, jerk?
I did not forget Lucas. I clearly said his name.
Anyway. I just bust in your big balls.
Okay, the desk that I have is 78 inches wide.
Holy shit, Jordan.
That's big.
It's 78 inches wide and only 23 inches
wide. If yours doesn't warp, then I shouldn't have a problem.
It's only, 23 inches deep, you mean, or whatever?
Yes.
How does that... Now, Jordan, I have a question, because that's about how deep my current one is. How does that work for you? Because I'm going to get the same exact one.
Like, not bad, because I have my monitors mounted so that everything can like slide under.
Oh, them. Yeah. Ooh, I wonder if I can get a singular monitor mount for my...
Jordan posted pictures of a setup.
Well, I forget, honestly.
But I mean, you should go back and look at them, and then you get a better idea, probably.
Well, I mean, I already have pretty much the same dimension desk I'm going to be getting. It's just, I'm currently using Bridget's desk. So, as I was stating earlier, behind me, where all the stuff used to be, Bridget's going to get her desk back, and we're going to have a little kind of L-shape pattern. And then next on the list is to get her a sweet-ass computer so we can play World of Warcraft in style.
In style?
In style.
What you should do, what would be super cool, Brian, is that if you got two of the Linman tabletops and you got the corner piece and just
I considered that, but here's the thing. Bridget really likes her desk.
Oh, okay. She wants her desk.
I mean, granted, it's a really nice desk. It's all like dark wood and it has like trundles. I don't fucking know. It's like it has like triangles for legs. Don't know the word for it. But you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yes,
the important part.
Trundles?
Shut up, John.
Isn't a trundle like the bed that slides under like a futon?
No, John. You're thinking of a
futon.
You said photon.
It's fucking a futon like on a salad. Oh, no, that's a crouton.
Oh, my God, what? John,
what is happening?
That's a crouton.
You said futon. No, I meant photon. Oh, wait, that's the thing that goes on a salad. Dude, what?
I can't breathe.
What
is happening?
How did you just say all that?
I can't wait to see chat. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fucking futon, photon, crouton. That's a t-shirt.
Breathe.
Make a t-shirt.
Oh. A photon. That's what goes on a salad. Okay.
That was ridiculous.
Okay.
Let's just move on from IKEA.
I don't know how.
Where do we even go from
move
here?
On from that? Like, I feel like we couldn't end on a better note. That's the show, everyone.
Yep, see ya.
If you liked it or learned anything.
Oh, God. So the website's back up.
Woo!
Since last Thursday or Friday. What date was that? I should have like wrote this down for purposes. So since like... What the fuck are you laughing at?
No, I was yawning.
I thought in my headphone, it sounded like you were like cracking up.
No, I was taking
like
breaths.
The 24th to the 31st or the 1st. I can't remember when the site got back up. I've been battling 1-1 on just some total bullshit. It has been awful. Absolutely awful. Basically, on Twitter, the fans were tweeting saying, hey, the website, like, is this a problem? And it was literally just like, this domain has expired.
They're like, uh-oh.
And I had noticed I wasn't getting email for like an hour. And I was like, this is weird. And I checked and it was the fucking domain expired. And I knew the domain was expiring. And like a week prior, I even had a conversation with Lucas like, hey, it's going to expire. I called 1&1, got it all situated. And then without getting into every detail of everything I put up with, getting them to listen to you is like the most difficult thing on the planet. Customer service at 1&1 is terrible. Absolutely awful. And they don't understand English, most of them, for whatever reason. It's one thing if they don't speak English very well and it's kind of broken. That's fine. But if you ask me what my problem is and I'm explaining it to you and you literally cannot understand, hey, my domain has expired, I want to make it not that way.
No.
You should not be in customer support.
No, I don't want to derail anything, but damn, Jordan, I haven't seen that updated picture. That looks fucking awesome. Your setup.
That's all after all my cable management and stuff too.
What are they called? Signums.
Yeah, and I also have, dude, the coolest fucking power strip I've ever bought. Granted, it was like $30 or $40, but it's like,
oh,
it's almost 3 feet long of a power strip, and each outlet is spaced like 3 inches away from itself. Like, it looks like something you would see. You probably actually see them like at stores where things are plugged in.
Oh, like, okay. I know what you're talking about, actually.
And it's mounted to the bottom of my desk. And so,
yeah, get those actually at IKEA. They sell those.
Really?
Yeah.
The one I got, it's actually like a trip light, and I bought it from Amazon. Coolest
thing.
That's
badass.
The only thing that sucks about it is that it has a 15-foot fucking power cord attached to it.
So, do you have the Linman, like, corner piece? Is that what I'm seeing there?
Yes.
Okay.
So keep in mind,
just like, okay,
the Linman corner piece only fits the 23 inch wide desks. So if you want,
get fucked, John.
If you want the if you want the 60 inch desk that's 30 inches deep, it will not bump up against the corner piece.
If you want the corner, if I like didn't fucking, if you didn't measure anything or understand the dimensions and you just brought it home. And you have this really fucking deep desk and this little itty bitty corner.
Shit. And like, you have to pick up each leg. Like, the legs are sold individually. So like,
we saw that.
You just buy four and then you're like, shit, I need a fifth one. Well, you have an hour drive back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, fuck all that business.
For a $4 business. Table leg.
Really are $4. You're not even lying.
Anyway, the website's back up. It's all fixed.
Sorry.
No, I'm so done with this issue, and I fucking hate 1&1, and I hope they know. I tweeted them so many times, and they ignored the tweets, and there's no way they didn't see them.
Oh, yeah.
With all the, like, fan interaction and stuff, there's no way. And you fucking suck, 1&1, and I hate you. But the site is back up.
Woo!
I will no longer work with 1&1. That's all getting transferred. Currently working with a company to make that happen, but I'm not going to say who because...
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. He's going to have all of our domains.
Trump.net.
Yeah, that's how you're going to find Front Page Tech. You got to go to Trump.net. That's getting fixed. I'm kind of in the process of a couple different things, which I'll talk a little bit more in the future about. But Spectrum Swapper is about to have its own website. We're going to try to clean things up on the web space stuff of ours. So Front Page Tech's website is going to be standalone with just Front Page Tech stuff. Spectrum Swapper, everything is just like expanding too quickly in one place and it's a mess. So Spectrum Swapper is going to have its own website. And I'm also working right now. There's nothing there at the moment, but network.frontpagetech.net is a place where we're going to try to kind of host shows and stuff. And we're currently working with GFQ, and I've talked with Andrew a little bit, Andrew Zarian. I still got to talk to John Bubb about how we're going to make that work and syndicate, basically continue a partnership, but kind of take some of the burden off of GFQ while still working together.
Since and we kind of took over their page.
Oh my God, yeah. We have definitely, I think we have more shows than GFQ has on GFQ.
Yeah, we're all about quantity over quality.
Right. Speaking of shows, Jordan.
Hey, that's me.
Oh, good Lord.
I think we briefly kind of just skimmed over it last week or the week before.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Binged.
Binged.
Which is appropriately binged. Named. Yes. You want to tell people about it, Jordan?
Sure. That is...
Cut to Gordon now.
I did cut to Gordon. Oh, I don't know why I called Gordon.
That's my, great. My news. Voice doesn't yes. do things.
Me and John... I am hosting a podcast of my own called Binged, where we're going to rant and bitch about TV shows.
Which everyone should be extremely jealous of that name, by the way.
Yes.
I even am, and I could be on it when I want to.
Yeah, you can be. We are starting. First episode is going to be April 11th. So for those of you that are not watching live stream, but if you're watching, listening after the fact, which would be like, what, Wednesday or Thursday, it will only be a few days from now. So that's why we're announcing it this Saturday, not next Saturday, because that wouldn't make any sense.
Right. It'd be a little too late.
April 11th. Monday night. I don't know when. Sometime, whenever the fuck we feel like
that's
it.
That's awfully close to a certain show's premiere.
That is correct, Brian. Good.
What a segue.
Yes.
I love segues.
Our first show that we will be bitching about is going to be Game of Thrones, because that starts when? April 24th.
Hopefully we don't have to bitch about it, actually, and we can just...
No, we will...
Oh, my God.
I might end up
I'm,
crying.
Dude, I'm seriously so fucking excited.
Yeah,
Jesus.
To show our excitement...
I'm so fucking excited.
Me and John have been binge-watching the previous five seasons so that we are fully prepared to talk about
it. You might say it's been binged.
I literally binge-watched about 6 hours worth of it today, so...
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm really excited, and I'm like every once in a while I take notes, because obviously I know what's going to happen. The last time I watched everything, I didn't know what was going to happen, so I'm seeing all the foreshadowing and the cool, like, how they paced everything. Super fucking cool.
It's crazy.
So, there's things I'm, like making note of.
We're binge-watching, like, the show and stuff, and it's going to be cool to bring Brian in, because Brian is, like... gone so far past the show and read like the weird side stories and stuff of like the history of Westeros and everything.
Yeah.
It's Brian, you know way too much about
it. I'm like an encyclopedia.
Did you show Brian that there was that I tweeted you with it was an article from Nerdist and it had two theories about what's going to happen in season 6.
I didn't show Brian, but
okay. Well, did you happen to see it
on Reddit or something?
Probably not. I may have.
We'll talk
so much.
About it.
Yeah, we will.
Unbinged.
Good idea. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Just as a heads up, though, the first week, April 11th, we're probably not going to go into a whole lot of Game of Thrones. It just depends on what all we get into. But we could end up talking about it, because I'll be super hyped for it. So
yeah.
I know probably want to.
You can follow at Binged Podcast.
That's correct.
On Twitter.
At Binged Podcast on Twitter.
Now, Jordan.
Yes.
This is a question, because I don't really know just yet. Is this going to be a spoilery podcast for those who are interested?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's going to be spoilers out the asshole. I mean, you think about it. We'll be binge watching shows and we'll be talking about them. So if you haven't seen the show, I mean,
sure.
You can watch and listen to it all you want if you don't care about spoilers. But if you don't want something spoiled, we'll spoil it.
Yes.
Sorry.
we will spoil it.
The reason the show's on a Monday is that Game of Thrones airs every Sunday. So the following day, we'll have 24 hours to like digest everything that happened, and we will talk about it.
Unless I'm still crying, depending on what happens during
As soon as Jon Snow ends up being like a goddamn butterfly and then gets crushed or something.
Yeah.
So at Binged Podcast on Twitter, and the YouTube channel is
just Binged. I don't have a custom URL yet for it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll let you know of like, the final web destination for it, because I forgot that we halfway took care of that. I just have to like,
Halfway.
Yeah. Yeah. You halfway took care of that.
So I have to like do some redirects, and we'll have like a final place where you can actually find the podcast once we kind of discuss things with JFQ and get that all sorted out. April 11th, first episode. That is that. Binged.
Would you look at that?
If you like TV shows, if you like shows, if you like getting spoiled,
over, we won't really talk about it a whole lot. We'll move on to something else. That
right.
Like Maury Povich.
Like Maury, yep. Just like that. Speaking of new shows, I'm starting a new show.
Yes.
What?
This week. It's called Creator Wire. It's the first time I kind of said the name publicly, but at this point, when this actually goes out to the public, we'll be pretty close to launch. I believe the first episode, pilot episode, is going to be on Thursday. So that is, let me get the exact date. That is the 7th.
That's a pretty song.
Yeah. What? It's going to be on the 7th of April. It is a show for YouTube creators. So if you are a creator, if you want more resources, if you want to learn about
Jordan, this is for you.
Resources at your disposal.
What?
What?
It is with a company called, this is not like an independent show for me. I'm actually, I was hired by a company to do it. The app is called Grin for Creators. They have an actual app. You'll find in the app store right now, currently as Jumpstart. It's basically a community of other creators that you can like connect with each other and collab and whatnot and help promote your channels and cross promote, that sort of thing. So it's a really cool platform. And this show is to help cater to them as well as just everyday YouTube creators to hopefully give you more resources and keep you on the inside loop of the YouTube news and stuff.
The inside fact.
Yeah. It'll be cool. I'm excited. Thursday, April 7th.
Woo!
There's that.
That's soon. John, you're picking up a whole lot of shit, aren't you?
I know.
John, you're the shit picker upper.
I am literally the pooper scooper of YouTube.
Oh my God. You need a fucking business card that says that.
The pooper scooper of YouTube?
Yeah.
To John Bub in chat said, is average white kids dead? No. If it wasn't clear yet, I've been busy for a little bit.
What? No.
Yeah, and Matt's been busy as well. But we're shooting for, well, when this comes out, it'll be April 8th. So
He's just been
average
annoying
white kids
IKEA.
Is not dead. It'll be back. We'll be good to go after a 2-week hiatus.
You'll be average white men by then.
Yeah, hopefully. Speaking of new stuff, Jordan, you got a new phone.
I got a new phone. Here's my old S6 Edge. There's a crack in it.
Oh, how'd you crack it?
It fell off my leg.
Fucking sword?
I was laying on the ground. I was actually sitting on the ground. I went to, I don't care. It's called Cooper's Rock. It's like a little outlook in the mountains by me. And I went up there with my girlfriend a couple weeks ago. And we were taking pictures and stuff. I had my phone on my leg. We're sitting like on a rock, and it would slid off my leg. And then about, I don't know, 20 minutes later, I look at my phone, and there's a little hairline crack that goes from the top right corner to halfway down the middle left. It didn't.
Do you keep a case on your phone?
Yes, actually. It was this case.
That's a shame. Good Lord.
I don't care. But
I upgraded. I don't care.
I upgraded this.
You did.
It's an S7 Edge.
I only cut to you. There you go.
S7 Edge. For do you like of you listening, sorry. I love it.
Jordan, question yes. For you.
Answer.
Do you have a drink next to you, like a water?
No, why?
Oh my
God. I was going to have you put the phone in it.
Oh. Just put it in the drink?
I'm still too fucking nervous to do that.
It's water resistant.
I know. I've been thinking about like... I wanna like
sue
live.
Them if it doesn't work.
I want to like live...
Sue!
Sue Lil Wayne.
What?
I've been. Oh, what if I like live streamed from the shower?
You could. You have
sure,
the power.
I'm sure quite a few people would probably tune into Naked Jordan live streaming.
I would.
From the shower.
Shit.
On location.
You mean the host of Binged? Oh, man.
Oh, wow. I'd get so much popularity. But yeah, I love the phone. It's so cool. I thought it was going to be way bigger than my S6. Like, it really. There's not a huge difference. in my opinion.
It's pretty similar. Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be like fabulous like type where I'd be like, fuck, this thing's too big, like it doesn't fit my hands. It's almost the same width.
And well, it's also curved on the back, which helps a whole bunch.
Oh yeah, maybe, but I mean, not my case isn't curved on the back.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. I forgot you had a case on it.
Immediately bought an OtterBox to put on it.
Oh, you put an OtterBox on it? You.
It was one of very few cases. At the Best Buy that I went to.
Super hard to find cases for any Edge screen phone.
Yeah, I know.
Like, good luck.
I've had the S6 Edge for a fucking year. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's pretty rough.
Battery life is...
It's probably delicious.
It's... Yes. I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm at 38%.
When's the last time you charged it?
This morning? I woke up at 9. And I haven't charged it since.
I thought you woke up and it was at 38%. I was like, when?
No, okay, it was at 100% at 9 a.m. It is now 9 p.m. and I'm at 38%. Normally with
that's...
It would have been dead twice by now.
I wonder if I can tell you when I took my phone off the charger, because my Nexus is right up there. It's fucking absurd.
You should be able to look in battery settings and it should tell you.
Let's see. I took mine off.
Here's my graph. Here's my graph.
I don't know what my graph even means. Oh, my phone just updated. That's why. I was like, I did not charge it at 7 o'clock. I guess, okay. I went to work. I woke up at 8 to go to work today. And my phone's at 68%? 66%. That's pretty normal. I think one day I got over 24 hours out of my phone.
Oh, wow.
I was like, and I'm a pretty heavy user. Like, I watch YouTube videos and pretty much
I mean, I had used Google Maps for a little bit because I went to a new store that I didn't know how to get to. I Bluetooth listened to music while I was working out for an hour and a half. My Moto 360 is constantly connected to it. So
I was gonna say I use it for my Pebble.
Yeah. So my S6 was taking a beating. Like I'd wake up at 6:30 in the morning. No, I'd wake up at like 5:36 and it would be legit 20% by noon. And I would charge
That's pretty bad.
I would charge it at work and then it'd be up to about 80% by the time I left work around 3:30, and then it'd be back down to 20% by 8-9 o'clock at night again.
Yeah, new Android phones are just absurd in battery life. It's really cool.
3,600 milliamp hour battery in this thing. Like, it better. Well, I wonder what mine is.
I don't even really keep track of numbers.
Normally, I don't. But for how substantially large the number is for this phone is, it was worth.
Okay, that would explain a lot. Mine's, by the way, mine's 3,450.
Nice.
For let's say the average consumer.
Yes.
Would you recommend, if they have an S6, is it worth the upgrade to the S7?
Well, you should probably specify.
Sorry, Brian. Fuck you. The S6 Edge to
The S7. I mean, like, they're just very different phones.
Well, I mean, it's even hard to say because S6 Edge to S7 Edge, you're going to a different almost category of phone. You're going to a Note-sized phone. It's a bigger phone. From Edge to Edge, not a whole lot really changed, like... Usage wise, like it's practically the same phone. The camera is incredible on it.
Was really good in low light.
Yeah. I was driving home. I was like, I want to see something. I took a picture of the road in front of me and it came out.
Did you pull over?
No. You can see my speedometer.
Unsafe Rip person. Up!
I could see through my phone, bro.
Just a little delayed. There was only one person in front.
Yeah, I mean it's nice. I mean, I don't know. The low light. Sorry, I totally lost track of what I was saying.
But recommendation.
I'd probably get an S7 Edge. If Google offered a Nexus version,
like a Google Play edition.
Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember? Was it the S5? There was a Google Play edition of.
And I regret not getting it because I probably would like my S5 a whole lot more.
Because TouchWiz just sucks my bunghole.
You guys keep talking about TouchWiz. Like, I don't want to say that I'm like offended, but have you even really played with the new TouchWiz, because I agree, old TouchWiz literally.
No, I haven't played with. I haven't like played with it very recently, but I'm just like
I like it.
I can well, I mean, tell aesthetically just from what I see that I don't. I just.
I'll give you in the new TouchWiz on like the Note 5s and now the S7s, it's much better than it was. But I still prefer stock Android.
I love TouchWiz in terms of the feature set. Yeah. I just really don't like the way it looks.
I honestly like a lot of the things that TouchWiz gives to Android. Yes, it takes a couple things away. It takes away like the whole stock Android thing, but that's kind of the aspect of it. Like,
yeah.
I do have a question,
TouchWiz,
Jordan.
TouchWiz adds, I don't know, my S3, I hated TouchWiz. Like, I could not wait to get rid of my S3 when I had it.
Well, that was in prime time of Poop Town.
Yes. And especially now that I use Google Now Launcher, and I put a material design theme, so I don't get the cartoony icons. I don't like. It looks like stock Android, but it has the TouchWiz features, and it's like my perfect like mix of phone experience for me. Like the way TouchWiz lays out all of its settings. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you go. You're good. Go ahead.
Like TouchWiz settings is I like it. Like the way that you swipe down, and I don't know, like. I like TouchWiz to an extent.
Go ahead, Brian. I was going to ask if you actually use the Edge panel at all.
Not a whole lot, actually.
Yeah, from what I can see, like it functionality is kind of meh. I just really like the fact, like aesthetically, it's really pleasing to me. The curved display.
How is it? Is it hard at all to type on? Because I've heard a couple complaints.
Fuck, Batcat.
What was that?
Batcat is literally just knocking on the door. Hopefully that's not coming through in the audio, but she's just fucking sitting there just going, and just fucking knocking on the door. Let me cut away to Brian, are you talking? I'm gonna go let the cat bitch in.
Okay. Jordan, I was asking if you happen to have any trouble typing, because I've heard since the keys kind of overflow onto the edge, it's not the easiest to type on.
I've never had that problem, to be honest.
Maybe just the people I've heard talk about the issue.
Probably. I mean, the edge curve is more drastic on the S6 than it is on the S7. Like,
oh, really?
The curve
Okay.
The curve really doesn't even feel like it's there now. Like, it's there.
That's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah. The phone's thicker even. I don't know. The edge was way more prominent on the S6.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it is a little bit thicker, so you have a little bit more to grip. Because that was a big complaint on the 6 Edge and the Edge Plus was that
it was
whenever you're holding it, it was super difficult. Like, I guess it was super difficult not to have your palm or whatever interfere with whatever you're trying to touch on the screen.
Yes, I always had I have fat, like, I don't know, thumb pads.
You have fat monkey palms.
It would always touch shit, and it bugged me. I do not have the problem with this phone. I don't know if it's because it's bigger and my phone actually fits it. My hand fits this phone way better. Maybe I've been born to have a bigger hand. Bigger phone. Fuck. I'm done.
Wow. And that's
and
the
back
show.
To you, John. real quick though, Jordan, I do want to ask anything negative about the phone so far? Like anything you're not a big fan of?
No. Not yet. I mean, I've had the phone for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Kind of hard to tell, you know, from then.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this much. It's identical to my S6 Edge since it upgraded to Marshmallow. So, no. The only thing negative I hated about my S6 was battery life on it. And the fact that I still have Sprint. Yeah. None of those things I can really change.
Not yet, yeah. And one last question. I was just curious. Yes. Is it, I guess, would you ever consider using that phone without a case?
Yes.
Interesting, okay. Because I've heard, as far as phone slipperiness goes, that motherfucker is top of the list.
The S6 definitely was. This one...
Oh, is this better? Okay.
It's better. It's
probably
got,
because it's a little thicker and the edge, the back glass
the curve
too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
it's actually plastic, isn't it?
I'm
pretty sure
the phone.
I'm pretty sure it's plastic, not glass anymore.
You could.
I'm checking.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Why would I do that?
It's actually lighter. The new S7 and the Edge are actually lighter than the other models.
Huh. The S7 feels heavier than my S6.
Crazy sauce.
Well, I mean, it is a bigger phone.
Yeah, true. It's got the battery in the S7 is probably the size of my old phone.
Hmm.
I always hated that the S6 was sharp. Like it had sharp edges and corners to it, and they totally right. got rid of that. And the camera hump's not as bad.
So, I don't know about you, but based on what I've heard, and now granted, I don't have the two phones, but upgrading, like to me, I feel like anyone who loves an S6 would fall in love way harder over an S7. Does that sound about right?
I agree, because actually, when I was using the phone last night, and I was actually thinking to myself, wow, I actually really like this phone. And I've never thought that before with an older phone. Right. Like when I got the S6, I was like, oh, it's really cool. And previous phones, I got an iPhone. And yeah, this is really cool. But I was like looking at this thing. I was like, fuck. It's a really nice phone.
Fuck.
Interesting.
Fuck.
I guess that's all my questions. I'm done interviewing you, Jordan. That's pretty, much it.
Thanks for having me today, Brian.
My friends, it is that time.
That's short.
Was
Wait,
it short?
I have one more thing I kind of want to talk about.
Go. Shoot, go.
Sex change.
Yeah, you guessed it. I can keep
Jordan's
my first name.
Penis is gone.
It's left the dick town.
Find it at your local IKEA.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about, it's been around for a while, but Amazon dash buttons.
The fuck is that?
You don't know what a dash button is from Amazon? No. Maybe they're newer than I thought they were. It's literally, it's a little thing you can buy for $5.
I feel like I should know what this is.
It's a button.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about,
Oh,
Jordan.
My God, and you can program it to order something specific?
Yeah, so like, I saw the commercial on my Instagram was a Trojan button. So like, you run out of condoms, you press the button. Like,
I put a link in the chat.
You don't have to do anything. You press the button and it automatically orders what you programmed it to do. And you could probably set it up to be 1-day delivery, 2-day delivery. Just doesn't matter.
That is so dangerous.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, the ad I saw was really cool. Like, you have them like placed all over the place. Like, you can have one like in the pantry next to like where your Red Bulls are. So like, you run out of Red Bull, like, oh, I have two left. I need to order some.
Oh, no.
You press
Don't tell
button,
John about that.
New ones show up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember like briefly hearing about this a while ago, like that it was a thing. That's awesome.
I think they're really fucking cool. Like,
have you gotten it yet?
No, because I don't have anything like subscription-based that I would need enough from Amazon.
You know what I would get?
What?
If there was a Pizza Hut one. Press a button, order a goddamn large pepperoni pizza.
But what if you want to change it?
I won't.
Thanks, Pursoon, for sharing the Trojan link for me.
I won't.
No one. There's a Gatorade one. I would. They're only $5.
There's everything. There's
Brian's face
cat
right
litter.
Now.
That'd be a really cruel. Oh my God. Could you imagine setting that up? What can you switch the labels on people?
I don't think so. Like, if you
well, they start
one,
getting weird shit every time they hit the button.
John, I'm going to buy you a Red Bull dash button.
No, you're not. You just told me what the real use case of it is. You're just going to fucking switch it, and I'm going to end up with I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I actually didn't know that the Red Bull. I didn't actually see the Red Bull button, so I thought that was just a theory, but it actually exists, and I feel like you'd really appreciate that.
But Brian, you're going to fuck with me.
No, I'm not. You're going to have the button. I'm not going to press
it
in
your sleep.
For maybe
a week before you completely fuck me up.
I won't fuck you up.
These end up actually being free. If you buy
one, because they give you a credit.
I did not notice. That's fucking, I'm considering
they
that
They give you a $5 credit. Guess how much Red Bull you could buy with $5, John?
Like two cans.
Two cans?
That's two free cans of Red Bull, John.
Two cans of Red Bull.
You still paid for it.
Okay.
Hush, Jordan.
Amazon Dash. Amazon
Dash. Nice.
Dash. What is it?
You tried your best.
Dash
buttons.
I think they're one of the coolest ideas I think Amazon's come up with, besides having 1-day delivery.
Yeah.
That was fucking...
And the tub of lube.
the 50-gallon tub of lube.
That's the show. I think that's about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough.
Just over an hour.
Literally an hour and 3 minutes.
YouTube.com/frontpagetech. That's where you find the show. We have a YouTube channel and stuff like that. You can find the video version of this on there. You can also support the show by going to frontpagetech.net. That's the website, and it's back up, so you can actually see it. If this is your first time hanging out, thank you and welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you.
We're gonna now go
get off my fucking ship.
We're gonna go do the sponsor hangout directly after this, except for Brian, because he's an asshole that hates all of you in the community.
Woo!
I still love you.
Yeah,
I love you too, Jordan. You're talking about me, right?
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, guys, have a good week. We'll see you
later.